Trucking companies across the nation are looking for more drivers, 51,000 of them to be exact. Industry officials say that number will more than double by the year 2026. Naomi Prelo visited a truck driving school in Asheboro to find out why there's a shortage and what's being done about it.
On the side of a back road in Asheboro, 21-year-old Noble Holmes hoists his semi-athletic build up a few steps and into the driver's seat of a red 18-wheeler semi-truck. He's wearing a black baseball cap, t-shirt, and jeans. He buckles his seatbelt and puts his hands on the wheel. It's a special day for Holmes. His instructor, Jeff Cook, is finally letting him get behind the wheel for the very first time.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's switch it up.
He looked cool, calm, and collected while driving, but...
Not gonna lie, I was nervous as I don't know what, because my first time doing something like that, but when I got behind the wheel, it started coming to me for some reason, like I did it before. I've never did that at all, but the more I concentrate and just focus on, it's like everything started clicking together.
He's in his fourth week at the Future Truckers of America School in Asheboro. The school trains would-be truck drivers for 5 weeks before they enter into the industry looking for jobs. And getting more drivers into the industry is crucial. In North Carolina, there's a truck driver shortage of about 12,000. Jim Moorbach is the Assistant Vice President of Student and Veteran Recruiting with Werner Enterprises. It's a nationwide trucking company based in Nebraska. Their blue and white trucks with a bright yellow logo are on the road throughout the country. Moorbach says they're investing more money in their drivers to attract more people to the industry.
Average salaries, first-year drivers coming right out of truck driving school and going through our training program, making anywhere between $50,000 and $70,000 a year.
Just a few years ago, trucking salaries were between $40,000 to $45,000. An increase in driver pay is just one of the factors driving up transportation costs. The lack of truck drivers has existed for a while now, but according to the American Trucking Association, the shortage is now its top issue over other problems like hours of service and logging mandates. But why is there a shortage? Well, one reason is a lot of drivers are retiring. And according to Jeff Cook, Vice President of the Future Truckers of America, it's hard to find people who are qualified to drive.
So a lot of drivers are being medically disqualified for different reasons, whether it be high blood pressure, obesity, sleep apnea, diabetes, that sort of thing.
The lifestyle of a trucker is another reason for the shortage. Interested drivers might be turned off because they might miss birthdays or weddings by being on the road for 2 to 3 weeks at a time.
You did good, man. All right, neutral, set your brakes, shut her off.
Back at the school, Noble Holmes finishes his driving lesson. He says he understands the sacrifices drivers make because his father was a truck driver. So he knows what he's getting into, and he's still encouraging others to get into the industry.
I feel like it's a perfect time because they really need people, and the money is still out there. The money is still high, and jobs are still out there. They just need to go out there and get it.
His instructor, Jeff Cook, says all the truck driving schools could be filled, and there would still be a shortage. But he's hopeful for the future of the industry.
You know, no country can live without truck drivers. It's that important of a job. There's a lot of jobs out here that we could do without. Truck driving is not one of them.
So Cook will keep on trucking and training drivers. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.